Hey, that bloke's got a good voice. Dale Finucane at the Dally M's last night. I think his voice is better than my next guest, Mark Spud Garrell. I think you should get Dale Finucane in the band, Spud.
Good morning, actually. I've worked on the stage with Dale before. He was absolutely brilliant last night.
I beg your pardon?
I said I've actually worked on the stage with Dale Australia Day this year, and he certainly got a great voice, and he was brilliant last night.
Yes, he was. He was good. Yeah, yeah. Were you surprised at some of the selections last night for the Dally M Awards?
Well, someone was saying about the first set of coats of the year, it should be at the end of the year, which is always a talking point every year. But, you know, highly deserved. But all three of them should get a bloody an award. But, you know, we've got to give one. But he was humble and well-deserved. I think also Carla Ponga, what a great achievement after missing so many games.
Yeah.
First thing in the year and then come back. And I think what helped him this year was they changed the formation where he got 6 points a game was available.
Yeah, yeah. And as a result of that, he scored 6 in the final game, in the final round of the year, and pipped Short Johnson by 1 point. Yeah. They did well, and the girls did well as well. Look, just back to some of the rumours going around, I think it's Greg Alexander, Paul McGregor and Danny Badiris have all stepped down from their assistant coaching roles with the New South Wales Blues. The future of Brad Fittler up in the air. Doesn't look like he'll survive that, does it? And what about the suggestion bringing back Phil Gould? Any thoughts on that one, Mark?
I like the idea of Phil coming back. He's got plenty of cash, and he's got plenty of voice as well. But it'd be good guidance for Freddie. But yeah, you know, the other guys have been given an opportunity. Maybe they need new blood. We need new blood on the side.
Yeah.
And also, we need probably blood. You know, coming in with different ideas, etc. But you know, that's we need to win.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to win, so we need change. Simple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you think they should change the rules and let the bunker rule on forward passes? That one's certainly a hot topic at the moment.
Oh, man, how many bloody rule changes have we got? But, yeah, I just think, that was a howl, right? But yeah. I think they should be able to, exactly. So, come in last pass, not three passes before that. The last pass, we can't have a howl like that in the grand final.
Yeah.
Because we'll be talking about that and performances of the players. We'll be talking about the bunker and all the other, the people who, you know, on the sideline. I just don't understand. Why can't the linesman tells them to say offside? Why can't he say, I think it was a forward pass?
Yeah, I agree. Refereeing, Adam G will be making his NRL refereeing grand final debut on Sunday. Apparently a lot of people associated with the Broncos aren't happy because they got a bad record under Andrew G. When you were playing, was there a ref that you didn't like playing under?
That's a good point. Probably Eddie Ward.
Oh, yeah.
1995 grand final, 7 tackle set, Canterbury scored. And we lost the grand final, so I'll say Eddie Ward. But there's an opportunity for this G to, you know, just put the the whistle away, take the P out of it, and just let them play footy. I think in the bunker will probably be Ashley Calvin Klein. I think they all went to a secret meeting. I heard Richard. They all went to OPSM, got their eyes checked, and hopefully we won't have any disruptions this week.
Right. Well, let's hope so anyway. Okay, to Sunday, the grand finals, the NRLW clash between the Knights and the Titans. Newcastle heading in as the hot favourites. I hate that when your team's a hot favourite. And obviously having to make it 2 in a row. And Hannah and Jesse South were looking to do something the Johns brothers couldn't do, win back-to-back premierships. Also an unchanged lineup for both sides. Sonny Bill Williams and Titans workhorse David Fifita. Their sisters are both playing, and I didn't realise that till Shannon told me earlier in the week. Both playing for the Titans, both Sonny Bill's sister and David Fifita's.
I didn't know that either, mate. Yeah, the girls have been brilliant this year. What I like about them, as I said before, is there's two women at a tackle. There's not three and four. There's some good skill there. Sure, the defence could probably get a little bit better, and that's going to happen over time. But, you know, the way they goal kick, and Newcastle will certainly been a standout this year.
Yeah. Well, look, just on that, I've been noticing more and more in the women's game, there are quite often three in the tackle now, Spud.
You have. Maybe I need to go to OPSM.
Yeah. Okay. Penrith and Broncos. Look, everybody talks about Penrith having the best system in the NRL. What do they mean by that, the best system in the NRL?
Well, the system is they teach them to do their basics, meaning, you know, great hands, great defence, and when you're given an opportunity to go and play first grade, you know what you're doing. So all four grades that won last year.
Yeah.
But the structure is know your job. Also, it's just, you know, desperation of defence and enjoy defence. Enjoy winning an old side out for two sets, three sets of six. And then when you get the ball, you've got enough energy. And they're so fit these days, Richard. So, Penrith, so I reckon the Broncos, they're right up. They've got a forward pack which destroys people. And then you've got the crafty fullback, you've got a great halfback. Everyone matches out, I reckon, pretty good.
But obviously, the Broncos hoping to upset the, a third consecutive premiership for Penrith, their first title in 17 years, and they've both been the standout teams this year, haven't they, Penrith and Brisbane?
Yeah, they certainly have. Been unbelievable, actually. But, you know, it's good to see, you know, the grand final you want to see.
Who do you think will win?
I'm going to go to the Broncos.
Oh, he's going to the Broncos.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I think so. I think it's a... I've seen them last night at Dally M's, and you can just see by their will. I talked to someone like Carrigan. You know, Brentless is a kid. He's going to have an opportunity, so I'll go to the Broncos.
All right. Look, and I mentioned earlier, it's Shane Webke's birthday, and we're talking about the Dally M's. Back in, I think it was 2000, 2001, 2002, he was the Dally M prop of the year for three consecutive years, bowed out in 2006. You would have played against Shane Webke, but, well, certainly in Shane's early days. Would he, rate as one of the best props you've ever played against?
Yeah, I'd say I reckon Lazarus got him covered too, mate.
Yeah.
He was brilliant, but now it's if they're down here already from Brisbane, ready to play rugby league.
Yeah, all right, mate. Now the premiership rings, they reckon they're worth about $10,000 each. The Prime Minister seems to be getting involved in everything. He's been involved in the design of the ring. Obviously they're a big deal. The premiership rings, it's very blingy. You reckon it's the role of a Prime Minister to get involved in designing the rings for the NRL Premiership?
Yeah, I'm jealous, mate. Those rings look fantastic.
Don't they? Yeah.
The one I got is just a gold number, but you'd be proud to wear that jersey. And yeah. I know the guy who put those together. He's fantastic what he does, and those boys are so lucky.
Yeah, they certainly are. All righty. Good calling on Sunday. You're looking forward to a big day?
Yeah, looking forward to it, mate. I can't wait. Yeah, I'm actually calling New South Wales Cup versus the Tigers in the Queensland Cup. Looking forward to seeing the females, the women play, and then calling the game. And mate, the year finishes. But, you know, we're having such a great year. Nice to keep it going. But mate, I've enjoyed everything up there. Calling, talking to yourself. And I'm looking forward to doing it next year, mate.
So likewise. Yeah, look, really appreciate your time during the year and also some of the insights you give us into the game, which is terrific, mate, and good calling on Sunday.